Sup nerds, welcome to the best time of the year. It is time for Raw Power. This is episode 28 of Powerful Power Metal Podcast.
Is it 28?
It's 28, I counted.
28A.
28A, part A. This is day one, part one of the four-part spectacular about Prog Power USA. This is the 20th Prog Power USA in Atlanta, Georgia.
Man, that's a lot of episodes. 28.
28, we're getting up there.
Yeah.
We're big boys. That's more than two dozen.
Yeah.
Anyway, you got your boy Kyle, you got your boy Andrew.
Andrew's here.
And we're joined by our good buddy Ben.
Hey,
that's this guy.
Raw Power alum at this point.
Raw Power alum. Special once a year guest. Everyone loves him. So today, day one, Prog Power. How you guys feeling? It's 1:30 in the morning, not bad.
1:30 in the morning is actually 11:30. No.
Is it?
It's 10:30.
Math is hard.
It's 10:30 at night.
It's that new math. It's not resonating with you, dude.
See, I'm trying to keep on West Coast time so that I don't get jet lagged.
Strategic.
This is a grand experiment.
Anyway, so we have four bands today. Four bands on day one of Prog Power. Overall impressions, you guys. How do you feel?
I'm feeling good so far.
Feeling good. Ben?
Missed
Ancient Bards, and I know I'm salty about that as well.
No Ancient Bards. Theocracy was good.
Theocracy is very good. Good replacement, I think. Were they the replacement? I don't really know. There's so many.
They were one of the replacements, yeah.
They were a replacement.
While Heaven Wept.
Yeah, we'll start at the beginning here. So we kicked it off with While Heaven Wept. This was the, fifth farewell show these guys have ever played, because they broke up a couple months ago. And then the Prog Power guys are like, oh shit, visas are denied, we need someone to fill in real quick. These guys, in like a couple weeks, scratched together a show. It was insane. Like, the guitarist had like his 19-year-old student fill in on rhythm guitar and crushed it. So it's incredible that this opening show came together.
Well, not only that, but the lead guitarist, his neck snapped.
Yeah, his guitar straight up broke.
Yeah.
They had a lot of issues that they dealt with, but they still pulled it off.
His neck snapped and their amp broke, and fate was just telling them, hey, you're done.
But they still played that damn show.
You guys are fucking done. Stop. But they played anyway.
Played anyway.
Defied fate.
Denial of fate. Name that band.
I don't know.
It's Lost Horizon. Anyway.
I don't like Lost Horizon.
Anyway, we're ignoring that false comment. And how'd you guys feel about While Heaven Wept's music? I hadn't listened to them much before this, so we dabbled in the Powerful Townhouse yesterday.
I really like Vast Ocean Lacrimose.
It's a good album.
The studio album. But
I think
While Heaven Wept Live is big mood.
Weird way to start a festival.
Big mood.
It was a very moody band.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad, it was just very mellow for the most part.
Yeah, it was real.
Was it doomy?
No, it wasn't doomy. They're very classical.
Very atmospheric.
They have a lot of classical influence in
them. They kicked off the show with a really slow song, and they had these lights shimmering in the background, projecting onto the curtain. It was kind of cool, but that was half the show. When you're in there for a power and prog metal festival, it's it's a weird way to start a show. They kicked it up more towards the end, which I appreciated, with more power metal-y tracks. What was weird is that the vocalist, normally a vocalist during an instrumental part will stick around and hype up the crowd. This dude just dipped.
Right? Yeah, it was interesting. And he was singing for less than half of the time.
There's a lot of instrumental.
Most of this band was instrumental.
And a lot of the instrumental stuff was just while the lead guitar would do a little thing.
It's also weird, they would replay the same bit.
Would they?
10 times. But change one note in it. They would change it one note at a time. It was weird.
It's progressive.
It's literally progressive. They would progress the song.
They would progress
one note at a time after playing the same section 10 times.
There you go.
It was kind of weird.
But last minute replacement.
Yeah,
they're a good band.
Two bands.
They were a good band.
They're a very good band. It's just
Iron Mask.
I don't know. It's one of those bands where I'm not big on seeing them live.
Yeah,
I guess.
Especially at a festival. Think about comparing this. I know you probably shouldn't compare, but Ross the Boss kicked it off last year, and they were nuts. So this is a weird, like, follow-up, starting the show kind of deal.
It's just one of those bands that I would just prefer to listen to at home.
For sure. They're more of a studio.
While chilling. I had the same experience with Arsis last year, which is a black metal band. A
very different band.
Yeah. But it's like, I didn't like Arsis live at all. It was fucking all over the place. It was too much for me. But I went home and I listened to Arsis at home, chill with my headphones, in the comfort of my own bedroom with no pants on. Very much enjoyed Arsis.
That's where we're at.
As one does.
This is raw power, boys. my lads.
Very much enjoyed Arsis when I was at home. So it's the same sort of situation, I think.
Because you didn't have your pants on.
Without pants yet.
Yeah. And, you know, I haven't been to an atmospheric black metal concert live yet because emo black bands, like, don't tour.
Well, because if you're going to go to a black show, you got to stand there, cross your arms, and just, like, nod.
No, but it's atmo black, though, so it's, like,
it's the same
all thing. Atmospheric. So I don't think an atmo... It's probably the same thing with atmo black. It's not something I would like to see live, but, you know, maybe someone could correct me and say atmo black is actually fucking dope live.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Maybe you're fucking stupid.
I might be.
Yeah,
sorry. I very probably am.
All right. Anything else for while Heaven wept? Heaven, it wasn't really weeping, I would say. It was, Heaven was chilling. While Heaven chilled. Got him. So then we totally changed gears for Theocracy.
Oh, shit.
Matt Smith and the boys, hometown, home field advantage, sort of. Theocracy, we've talked about very recently when they headlined Mount of Power. They filled in last minute after Ancient Bards and others canceled due to visas. Damn you, governments, motherfuckers. This is why we have
Mo. Whoa, who are you?
What? What are you trying to say?
Are you Matt Barlow? Who are you? You Matt Barlow? Fuck you, government?
I'm every fucking metal band, dude. Anyway. Theocracy, everyone's favorite Christian metal band. They're wonderful live. They're wonderful at Mad with Power. They're wonderful here.
I think they're better here. No offense to Mad with Power.
Yeah.
But, like, this is a proper venue, not a bar.
It was a, you know, much bigger stage. Matt Smith could run around a lot more.
Oh, it sounded better.
Sound was a bit better.
Good performance. I have not really listened to them much, but that was a hell of a performance.
Yeah, very energetic. Very high. Lots of power. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Lots of a crowd whoa-oh-ing or singing along.
Whoa.
It's not a power metal.
Whoa.
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 Fuck.
Whoa.
Fernando, edit that out.
Whoa.
Cut that out.
I think he's editing this. I gotta upload it tonight or tomorrow. They played a couple of cool things at the Theocracy show. So they did Laying the Demon to Rest, which they did not play at Mad with Power. That was a banger. It's one of the bangers off Mirrors of Souls. Mirrors. Singular of Souls. There's only one mirror. The mirror is God or something. The second thing that was really special was after Andre Matos sadly passed away, they recorded a cover of Time by Angra, and they played that live today. It was beautiful. Like, they threw it together. I think it was pretty last minute, but they managed to scrounge up and make it work. Matt Smith, you know, humbly said he's no Andre, and no one is, but I think there was a worthy tribute, and I was really happy to hear them play that.
I talked to Matt Smith after their set, and he said that it's kind of a last second addition to their list. They didn't have much time to practice it, and they were very worried that it wouldn't sound good. But it didn't sound bad. It sounded great.
It
sounded great.
What are you trying to say?
It was great.
Not sound bad.
What I'm getting at is Matt Smith is a real humble dude in my 5-second interaction with him. So
he didn't have the pants today. He did have a sick red leather jacket.
Matches the pants.
It probably got too hot. He didn't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be wearing leather pants outside today.
Took it off about halfway through.
Yeah, no shoes were broken this time. So, good job, Matt, for not breaking your shoe. To close it with I Am. I Am is a wonderful, wonderful song. Really, really, really damn cool. I like how they can just say, we're going to take a 10-minute song that's the same line over and over again, and we're going to close the show out with it. I was saying earlier, Matt Smith, I'm glad he does metal, but he would have also made a hell of a rapper. The way he does those, like, really quick sessions and, like, Paper Tiger and I Am.
Yeah.
He does it without skipping a beat during the live performances, and it blows my mind. So, we're lucky to have this boy. Anything else to add about Theocracy? They're very good.
It was, like I said, it was fucking phenomenal. It was...
They were, like, the most power metal show today.
It was better, I think, than the performance at Mad With Power.
A bit shorter.
Because it was a shorter set, yeah. But they had better... This venue has better sound, and that contributed a lot. Also, I didn't feel like I was intruding on a fucking, like...
Less Jesus-y.
Religious thing, yeah. I didn't see any of the stereotypical, like, Theocracy religious fans. So that was different. It made me feel less...
It was the prog hard boomers.
It made me feel less intrusive, like I was it's being somewhere that I shouldn't be. Didn't feel that way this time.
Nice folks. Hopefully we get them on the podcast one day. That'd be fun. Anything else to add about them, or are we moving on? We gotta play it safe. We gotta get into our sanctuary. Oof, man, these guys.
That's a bad...
That's why I'm so good at my job. Anyway, third band up was Sanctuary. This is an old school USPM band. They played a full album playthrough of an album named... What was it named?
I don't remember. I'm
Refuge. Gonna look it
up. Refuge Denied, I think.
Refuge Denied. Return to Refuge Denied.
Refuge Denied, yeah. They played Refuge Denied in full. Yeah. And then some other stuff. Because they had some extra time.
Yeah. It was a really cool show. This was like... this was some straight heavy fucking metal. And the singer...
traditional...
just
balls.
Yeah, very, very ballsy metal. Like, the singer was insane. The pipes on this dude just... belting out these crazy high screams, like, every song.
Sanctuary is a USPM band with heavy falsetto, for those that aren't aware.
Yeah. They're also in the Brutal Legend soundtrack. Picked that up today, as I heard that. I'm like, wait, I've heard this song before. Brutal Legend, during which we talked about a lot during the USPM episode. Anyway, like, Sanctuary, I think, was a bit of a kick in the pants from the previous bands. It was the first band with moshing of the show. Very, very little moshing. There was like 5 people.
I think peak mosh was like 8 people.
Like 8?
But
average was like 3.
It was also like...
very polite mosh.
A very long mosh pit for 8 people. It was like 15 feet long and like 4 feet wide. It was not ideal.
But it was fun to run around in circles and bump into each other during most of their set. It was supposed to be like our chill set. We chilled, we networked for a little bit. And because that's what you do at Prog Power. You talk to people. It's a very social experience if you choose to make it so. For the people who have never been there, which is probably most people listening to this. Like, you go in the whole big lobby area where you got a bar, you got food, you got like bands walking around. We talked to Sabrina from Seven Kingdoms. We talked to the dudes from Paladin who are playing in a couple days. And I'm really looking forward to that one. And then just meeting new people, meeting people from last year, meeting fans of the podcast of all things. Like number one and number two fans, Megan and Patrick. Sorry, I've had a bit to drink tonight. Apologies, Patrick. Coming in, saying hi. If you're at Prog Power, which I think the people who listen to this and are here probably already know that we're there. But please come and find us. I'm wearing an anger shirt tomorrow. It's not specific. Lots of people wear anger shirts there. But have you guys planned out your shirts? You got to plan out the whole trip.
No, I didn't pick yet.
Didn't pick?
Saturday, I'm wearing my Demon Bitch shirt.
Demons and Bitches and Wizards.
But I don't know what I'm wearing tomorrow or on Friday.
All right. I think I kind of skipped over talking about Sanctuary. I hadn't listened to much Sanctuary before this. I was less familiar with them. We, like, dabbled in their album this morning, I think.
I recognized a couple of their songs, which was surprising, because I don't know anything about Sanctuary other than they're a sweet USPM band.
And they were a very sweet USPM band. Definitely check them out. Listen to Refuge Denied. Check out their vocalist, because that dude was fucking nuts. If they, if they're playing near you, go for it. Were they touring recently?
Yeah, they were just doing the album in full, the Refugee Denied tour.
Is this the end of it, or are they still doing it?
I don't know.
Well, if the opportunity presents itself, they got the powerful seal of approval.
I think it was just an East Coast tour.
They're in, like, the Midwest.
Well, it's east-ish.
It's east-er than the West Coast.
Yeah.
So it's East Coast. That's how we think about things here.
So, Colin's band, open for him.
Hmm?
In Cincinnati.
What's that band name?
Saldor.
Colin.
What's the band name?
You do so good with the names of people at Prog Power, but not the bands. Like, Ben here knows
fucking everyone. Hellscorched Earth.
Hellscorched Earth. They're pretty good. I've actually listened to them. They're like,
Melodeath.
Death heavy Melodeath. Yeah.
Killer musicianship.
So then after Sanctuary, we had the headliner, the fourth band. This was Insomnium. Like a proggy Melodeath from Finland?
Finland.
It's usually Finland. I'd only dabbled in Insomnium before this, but they put on a really good show. I was very impressed with Insomnium.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely going to have to listen to more Insomnium now. Especially since they've got that new album coming out, and they just picked up Yanni...
I can't pronounce his last name.
Yanni something or other from...
It starts with an L, I think.
From Strata, right?
From Sonata.
Sonata. Yanni Limatainen.
Yeah, that.
Of Kane's Offering and Sonata Arctica and Altaria. And now Insomnium.
And the Dark Element.
He was just recently picked up as their third six-string guitarist.
Do they have three on stage?
They did not live, but they do in the music video for their new song.
Hmm.
Which means the next album, I assume, is going to have three six-string guitars.
A lot of strings.
That's a lot of guitar. Just imagine what you can do a lot with two guitars. Just imagine what you can do with three.
It's crazy.
That's probably plus a bassist.
Six is the normal number of strings.
Yeah, I'm just saying six string to differentiate between bass.
Okay.
What if you have like a seven string guitar?
They make eight string guitars.
They do.
So.
But anyway, how'd you guys feel about the performance for Insomnium?
It was great. I was exhausted though. I missed the first bit of it.
We missed the first bit because we were talking to people.
And I went to go get food.
Food's important.
A lot of strobe lights.
Yeah, dude, the strobe lights during the moshing.
Strobing during moshing is hard. Because, like, you lose all of your depth perception, and you think you're not going to hit someone, and someone hits you.
It's like playing a video game at, like, 10 FPS.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's real fucked up.
It was unexpectedly difficult.
It's real life, and you're running into people.
Yeah, no, it was a great set.
Like,
great set.
A lot of power, a lot of brutal, like, blast beats and double kick drums. Yanni was doing some clean vocals to, you know, on top of the harshness that the bassist dude was doing. There's a much bigger mosh pit for Insomnium. They were encouraging the mosh pit.
Yeah, the big issue that I've noticed this year with moshing at Prog Power is that people don't know how to, like, line a mosh pit, like the people that aren't participating.
You're supposed to shove them back in.
You're supposed to shove people back into the pit so that it keeps moving,
mm-hmm.
and they don't, like, spill over into the rest of the audience. But especially for Insomnium, the entire left-hand side of the pit, there was just no one there, like, keeping people in. And the pit, like, went right up against the stairs and the railing for the fucking, like, seating area. And people were getting angry that, like, people were spilling out of the pit into people standing near the stairs. And all of this would have been resolved, and the pit would have gone so much more swimmingly if there had just been people lining the pit like they should have been, shoving people back in. You gotta keep the pit contained. Otherwise, the chaos, like... becomes chaos
and then
instead of controlled chaos.
And then people get mad at you for running into them.
That's my lesson to you, Prog Power boomers that aren't listening. You need to contain the chaos.
Boomers
otherwise...
Don't listen, they don't listen to podcasts.
Etiquette.
You gotta listen to pit etiquette. You gotta contain the chaos. Otherwise, no one's gonna have a good time except for the people in the pit until they fall over.
There was a good amount of, like, synchronized headbanging during Insomnium. It was pretty dope. Excuse you.
Yeah, sorry.
Let's see, what else did Insomnium do? There was, like I said, a lot of moshing. It was some really good Melodeath. I need to listen to more of them. If I listen, what if I stayed up all night and didn't sleep and listened to Insomnium. That's like Insomnia.
That's a bad joke. Jesus Christ.
Why do you think people listen to this Jesus podcast Christ. For my shitty jokes?
But yeah, Insomnia was great. Unfortunately, Fourgates, Stella is not here. She is more familiar with Insomnium than we are. So she could give you a better review of it.
She's also weak and couldn't make it.
But she said it was lit. They also announced a tour tonight that hadn't been announced yet.
It's true.
They are touring North America in March and April of 2020, presumably in support of their new album that comes out, I think, this year.
Spring is like usually when people tour the U.S., spring and fall.
Their album comes out on October 4th, one day before my birthday.
Ooh.
Crazy.
October 5th boy over here.
Yeah. So their album comes out on October 4th, and they will be touring next spring in support of it. So hopefully we'll get to see all three guitarists on that tour. That'd be pretty sick.
If they can get all those visas.
Insomnium's a big name. I'm sure that'll be fine.
They're headlining. They can say, we literally just did this
shit. Yeah.
Boom, application. So normally on day one of Prog Power, they will have a video announcing the bands for days one and two of the following year. However, with all the troubles, we'll say, this year, in terms of sales and visas, days one and two of the fest appear to be in jeopardy of sorts. So they're going to have, like, an announcement tomorrow in between Galnerius and Evergrey. So, after Galnerius, which is the real headliner. I'm expecting they're going to knock it down from days one and two to just a singular day. Maybe they'll have five or six bands instead of four. To make it, like, worth it to get that extra, like, sneak a day in there. But who knows?
Yeah, make it a 3-day fest, but every day has the same amount of bands, maybe.
That kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Though I think Thursday, the curfew is earlier. Like, for the city, because it's a weeknight. I think the venue has to close earlier.
It'd be weird to start at, like, 3.
Yeah. We'll see.
On a weekday.
We'll find out tomorrow. After Galnerius.
After Galnerius.
And then,
report here for you.
And then, sorry, Evergrey, we're not gonna fucking bother with your set. Sorry
poor
to,
Evergrey.
Sorry to drop that right now. We're just not gonna bother.
We want to have a proper review for them. I'm not sure if anyone's planning on sticking around. I don't think anyone is.
We can, I'm not sure anyone is planning on sticking around.
The entire festival, no one's sticking around.
We're going to go hit up some, like...
It's like Taria last year.
Right? Private room, Korean karaoke after Galnerius. It'll be dope.
Yeah, we're going to probably do karaoke tomorrow. Or tonight, whatever day it is. Although, for not selling out, it still seems pretty packed.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't you say?
Like, they've got to be close to selling out.
Yeah, that was... More people than I was expecting for...
Yeah. It was more packed than it was for... There were more people at day one and two this year than last year. Or day one.
I thought it was going to be fucking dead. I had really low expectations.
I'm just kind of flabbergasted that Galnerius didn't sell out days one and two by itself.
Yeah.
That's a once in a fucking lifetime North American show. You're not going to see Galnerius in the West.
Ever.
Like, really. I think they've done a couple shows in Europe... At one point, but they generally don't play outside of Asia. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that all y'all motherfuckers are missing.
All y'all motherfuckers. Support bands. Like, we were talking to Sabrina from Seven Kingdoms today. We were having a whole discussion about supporting bands. Speaking of which, they have a Kickstarter for a new album. You should check that out. They have a single, Water Dance. Is that what it is called?
I think so. It's really good.
It's like an Aria thing.
Aria,
you're normies, right?
The Seven Kingdoms' new album has like 80s retro Miami Vice vaporwave art.
Had to do it.
And I was like really leery that the music would be like shitty 80s retro wave pandering, but it's not. It's like really good.
It's legit power metal.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They power metalize your ass. They got a shirt. That's what it says on it.
Yeah, it's real good. They do good stuff.
So tomorrow we have tomorrow? Is it like tomorrow's Eve?
Mayan.
I've not listened to either of those.
Yeah, I think tomorrow's Eve is our first prog band.
Are they legit prog?
I'll get back to you on that. Mayan, tomorrow's Eve has 1,700 likes on Facebook.
That seems very small.
Yeah. And it doesn't say what their genre is.
But kind of death.
On Facebook.
Yeah, but Galnerius, though. That's going to be sick.
Tomorrow's Eve, according to the Metal Archives, is a prog metal band. So that'll be our first prog band. Mine is Epica mixed with black metal.
That could be interesting.
So it's like ultra symphonic black metal. And then we have Galnerius.
Yeah.
Our JPM boys.
JPM boys, the JPM band.
And then we have Evergrey. Eh, who cares?
Poor Evergrey. They're so popular Evergrey. For some reason.
Nathan and Milton announcing the future of Days 1 and 2.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see.
And Galnerius does have an extended set.
It's an hour and a half, which it's an I hour think and is half. The, like, typical for, like, the second to last or last band.
Yeah, it looks like it.
But that will be tomorrow. I'm looking forward to Galnerius. I think mine will be interesting. Tomorrow's Eve, I'll keep my mind open for tomorrow's Eve. Got him.
And then the big thing is I gotta buy that Galnerius shirt tomorrow before they sell out.
Yeah, merch is a big deal.
I just assume they're gonna sell out. They probably won't, but I'm gonna be waiting in that line to get in at 3 o'clock.
I don't know what people like. I'm out of touch currently.
That's the issue.
What a boomer's like.
So yeah, I'm gonna hop in that line about 40 minutes earlier than today.
Yeah, Ben, you're a boomer, right? You're close. You're Generation X, I think. But whatever. You're a boomer compared to us.
Neb. Wake up, Neb.
Neb's asleep. Neb, who like guest starred for like 5 seconds on the last Raw Power. Anyways, as you might have noticed, Prog Power is a fun time. You talk to lots of people if you choose to do so. It's very easy to meet people. Like, we were just talking to a guy today who's from the UK. He came all the way out here for Prog Power. He's a nice guy. Shout out to James in his Dark Forest shirt.
He did say that Balsagoth sucks, though, so fuck that guy.
Ooh. Rip. It's okay. We can have different opinions on the internet. All right. Any closing thoughts for day one of Prog Power, boys?
For Ancient Bards.
Bring back Ancient Bards. Not being there,
it was a good night.
I'll agree with that. I was so hyped for Ancient Bards. And here we are, not listening to Ancient Bards. Next year.
Yes.
Let's bring them back next year. If they announce that tomorrow, fucking have them headline, let's do it.
I'm really hyped for Ancient Bards. All right.
You're part of the problem.
I would have preferred Secret Sphere. If I had to like cut one of those Italian bands, I would have cut Ancient Bards for Secret Sphere.
I disagree. Secret Sphere is very good, though. And Ben's over here with his Ancient Bards knighthood t-shirt. He's a member of the knighthood. We crowdfunded. I didn't get the shirt, though. I didn't pony up enough cash. But what are you going to do? Other than spend more money.
Music for everyone.
In like it's like Italian or something though. Yeah. Musica para todos. That's Spanish. Right. Very poor Spanish. I can't read right now. It's 2 a.m. Anyway, this is Raw Power. This is what you guys signed up for. Not really, but oh well. This is Kyle, Andrew, and Ben telling you to stay powerful and get ready. We got 3 more parts of this coming. I really hope you listen, like, back to back to back. You can hear the progression in our voices as we get more tired throughout the week. That's what I did last year, and it was a trippy time. Good night, everyone. Stay powerful.
Stay powerful.
Cheers.